name is Yona. I live in Eternity in Oroville, and I'm the leader of the second group of the Oroville Nature Camp. We're going to leave on the 11th of May, early in the morning at midnight, to Kabanji, which is just outside Kodaikanal, and come back on the 19th. There's about 12 adults and 30 children, and we spend like a week at the camp, plus 2 days travel. And we hope to give the kids an opportunity to go out and walk in nature in Kodaikanal, which is very different than the nature here. And there's pine forests and sholas, and if you're lucky, you can see some bison. And put them in contact with nature. No? The camp is right next to a little river, so they get to play in the river. And it's a good forming experience. There we plan to give the kids an experience of nature and walks in the forest. They'll be given, obviously, 3 meals a day. And depending on their age and their capacity, there'll be 2 or 3 different walks possible in the morning. One which will be really just to get out there and see how much ground we can cover. Another one just for the smaller kids around the camps. And other one which will be much more of an observation walk. You know, you walk, you stop and figure out what these mushrooms are, what these trees are, what animals you can spot, and so forth. In the afternoon, some of the big kids will still be walking. They'll only come back at 3 or 4. And for the other kids, there will be sports we can do. There'll be the river for swimming. There will be crafts and various activities organized, as well as a certain amount of free time for them to explore and be free under some guidance. Don't want the camp to be a place where you go on holiday and bring as much coke and chips as you can carry. It's supposed to be a place where you go to get back in touch with nature, eat simple food, live a simple life, and be happy. I went last year as well, and as a kid I went to camp many times. And the camp is always formed by the adults that are there. Yeah, so depending on who the adults are, the camp will take a different direction, because it's them who make happen whatever happens. As well as the kids. If you have one kid who's a troublemaker, the camp is different. And if you have a kid who's a singer, then you get some more music. If you have a kid, it always changes the whole atmosphere. It's nice. So it's never the same, the camp. But I think the idea is more a change of spirit behind the camp than a change of actual activities. Yeah? Because a lot of the activities will be very similar.
Have to discuss about, you know, how to handle them there, what are the rules. I have been there like 7 years. When I went, it's not the same place where I'm going to. It was Berijam, next to the dam. This is Kabanji. I've already been there once. This is going to be the second time. But as I went as a student, you know, so actually this is the first time that I'm going to rule them, you know, so I'm going to guide them, basically. And I was there as a student, and the volunteers or the adult who guide us. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be the first time that I'm going to guide the youngsters, the children. The special is there, it's actually summer, which we usually go there. Like when the school is finished, it's getting hot here. And then we are in groups, that, you know, 3 groups or 4 groups. We'll divide them, and then each group will go there. The difference there is basically you are in the forest. And so it's about the weather. It's a hot day, and it's pretty cold when I compare now. And there is a lot to learn about in the forest also. It's not same like how we are here, you know. There's a lot. For the kids, they will learn there in the forest about these animals, how to protect them. Because Berijam, you don't know when the bison is going to come, how to protect yourself, you know, and for tracking sports. You're climbing up in the hill, and it's not, it's kind of fitness for them also. There's a lot about forest and about your physical exercise.
This is the second group meeting, yeah, as all of you, I hope, are aware. We're going to leave 10th of May, 10 o'clock at the transport service over there. That's when we meet. That's when everybody should come. If we hope to leave before 12. So as soon as everybody comes and with everything loaded, we'll leave.
So it's not a situation where we bring our luggage first?
Not this time, because loading goes pretty fast. Once you come, you load. Everybody should be there at 10.
I was there for the first day. Everybody was there before 10 and they left. Like that, they reached the train by 12.
Yeah. So, the 10th of May, yeah, is my birthday. And therefore, I don't want to have to do too many things that day. But there's actually a lot that has to be done. So, just some things can be done before. We have to pick up 4 bottles of gas from opposite the things. We have to order the bread and pick up the bread on Tuesday. There's about 50 loaves of bread. I don't know if we can actually leave the bread there, like bring it in the morning and then leave it there the whole day. I don't think that's a great idea.
It would be cooked, it would be available. What time the bread is?
10, 11 o'clock. But you can leave it there. Then there's a cheese. We get cheese from La Ferme, and that also has to be picked up and brought to... The cheese is good if it's picked up by someone who has a fridge, and we can keep it in their fridge till the moment we leave, so that it doesn't stay inside the whole day. And Naturellement also has a box of jams and so forth available for us that has to be picked up and brought to, again, Sire Transport Service. And Portus will have also a small box of things that has to be picked up and brought there. So in short, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that have to be picked up. Is anybody volunteering for one of them in particular?
I'm going to La Femme Cheese on Monday anyway for climbing, so I can pick up the cheese and put it in the air fridge.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So cheese. Yeah?
Do the people at La Femme Cheese already know how much cheese is supposed to be?
But it's...
It's better to go at the farm before, say, I'm Julien.
I will take a day.
Yeah,
no problem.
So all these places have to be informed.
I know them pretty well.
So Naturellement, you will have to call them before and say, I want to come on this time to pick up. When can I come pick up a box for them?
But they know that.
They know that they're giving. Okay. They haven't made the box ready.
Yeah.
Okay. When do you guys leave?
Sunday, hopefully.
Hopefully Sunday. So it's you and Sarvanam. So could the two of you take care before you leave of the gas and Portus? So
it's small box
from what I think will be in it at the moment is just some pasta, some that depends also on what you guys want.
Olives and capers and stuff.
Pick up the bread in the bakery? Tuesday. I think it'll be a sack.
I think you have to make sure that 50 bread is how many kilos.
50?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But you need to call them a day or two before.
I will order the bread. Because I'll order everything that has to be paid for. I'll order so Portus and the bread. This is donation. So yeah, Portus. The thing. Then also we have there one cook from Solar Kitchen. No, from a visitor center. There is a. Valora, who will be helping with the cooking, and there is one Amma from IKM school. But we also want to divide every day for every meal, one adult and a few kids take responsibility so that the meals also change a bit in the summer originality. So if, like last year, somebody was like, oh, if only I would have had this, I could make this. Yeah. So I'm telling everybody this now, so that if somebody says, I need this, I'd not olives and capers, but you know, something simple that we can include it and bring it there.
Do you have an oven there now?
There is a small oven. There is a,
so for bread and things like that.
Yeah, there's flour and yeast is there.
Yep.
Milk we get from the village.
Yeah, pizza, yeah. Bread.
You can get
and it's only on a firewood.
No, we're cooking on gas. And there's a group of people that will be helping to cook, and we have also the cook from visitor center, so it's not even necessary that you're the chef, but you know, some people actually are good at cooking and like to cook, and if there's something you feel like you'd like to make at camp and you need something specific, now's the time to
come. Would you like to try aloo parotha or something like that?
you just
potatoes we can get there.
Potatoes, yeah, that
maybe atta and oil will be there.
Yeah, yeah. Atta is there, and atta we can buy there. It's more actually the fancier things like tuna or pasta or cream.
Now also we can.
Hmm?
Yeah, now also.
Yeah, rice is there, of course.
Yeah.
And vegetables.
Okay.
So now I think you want to eat the market.
There are goats in there. Vitamin food, very important. Maybe dry fruits, that more long possible. Keep it important. Vitamins.
No, no, we also want to buy fresh fruit if possible. And, good. Yeah. I think on the. Yeah, when you go there, you can ask them what they have on extra they can give us. Yeah, that's true. I could get some dates. There's no dates on the list. Dates are good and they're not. So does everybody good. Have pen and paper?
Yeah.
Yeah? You have a pen and paper? You don't, you guys, the what?
You want
huh?
paper,
okay, I'll take the
notes.
Okay. Especially for all of us, the idea that instead of everybody being responsible for everybody, even though we are all responsible for everybody, is that every adult takes responsibility of a few kids in particular. Yeah? So that you make sure those kids are clean and those kids aren't getting in trouble and that those kids are there at breakfast and that those kids wake up in the morning. And, yeah?
So,
and that those kids are on the bus and that those kids...
One rule. The mama has not, are not responsible to their own
kids. I went through... So I've gone through all the kids and it's also especially important actually for the bus. Yeah? Otherwise, it gets very confusing sometimes. And also if that kid gets in trouble, let's say he gets into a fight with someone else, then not all the adults feel they have to go talk to him, no? The camp leader and that adult can go talk to him and like that, there's some kind of a... We did it last year and it was very successful, so we'll try and repeat it. So I'll read out the list of kids and I'll say who's their adults. Yeah? Three of you also have been given kids. But I'll have to give the names of those kids for the bus ride to some other people. So, we'll start. Yeah, so, Chitra, you have Davy. Okay, sorry. Then Julian, you have Priyambada.
Davy?
Yeah? No. Julian is Priyambada. It goes in a circle.
I'm one of your kids.
Sorry.
Then Priti, you have Vinit. Chana, you have Navanit. Saravanam, you've Sean?
Oh, in that sense, Chitra and Devi are my daughter.
Oh.
But they have come by like that by chance.
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I can change it around. You can switch between. Antonio is a Bubalan. Yeah, Antonio. Hannah is Leila. Bavaya Falguni. Bavio is Balora. I didn't have you on the list, so. Okay, so we'll switch Balora to Boris. So Boris.
And maybe that if I was there,
I can the way, but bus doesn't matter. Okay, that'll be Boris instead. Boris? So, Bavio is your responsibility, yeah? Then Chandru is Chitra. Vinyesh is pretty. Huh? Is pretty?
Vignesh.
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 Vignesh. Babu is Julia. Parthiban is Saravanam. Ajit is Bubalan. Rajiv gets Rajiv. It's Rajiv. Zidane is Leila. Victoria is Falguni. Bhuvan is me. Achuyatan is Boris. Achuyatan.
Achudan.
Yeah. Mila is Chitra. Mila. And Mohana Priyan is Priti. Adam is Julian. Aniradu is Jana. Yeah, Aniradu. And Krishna is Sarvanam. Arun is Bubalan. Punyakuri is Leila. Leila.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kalavayan.
I have an extra sheet.
Falguni. E. Kawasala. Kawasala?
Kausalya?
Yeah. Rajiv, that one's yours.
Kausalya?
Yeah. And then the last one is mine. That's okay. Then, Leila?
Yeah.
Sean?
Yeah.
Sean. And Kali Vajan? Yeah. They're for you on the bus.
Oh,
yeah. Julian?
These are separate.
Yeah. You just mark it on at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Bhavyo and Rajiv. Yeah. Those are also your responsibility on the bus.
Okay.
Jana, you also get party bun on the bus. Priti gets Victoria on the bus. And that's it.
So, yeah? But the first you gave us are also our responsibility.
Also at camp.
On the bus.
No, also on the
On the bus and on camp, and these not on the camp.
Yeah, because Rajiv and Falguni and Karnam are going by bike, so they, on the way back, your kids will be given to other people. Okay, let's see.
Can you just tell me? I have two.
You have two. Yeah, me and you are the only ones with two. It doesn't divide equally, so I figured.
Of course, we need less.
We'll get one.
What's the third name for me? I have
Victoria and. I'll tell you 1 second. And Punya.
Punya is with.
No. He's with you.
No, sorry.
Kalavian.
Yeah, Kalavanam is on camp. Kalavani. Girl?
Boy.
I can't put.
We'll meet them all.
They're coming all at 3 o'clock, yeah? And I hope they all come. So, yeah, food. Then, I just wanted to go over the schedule maybe of what we plan to do at camp. The idea is to start every day, yeah? With like 15 minutes of exercise.
Yeah.
So before breakfast, we do some exercise. Even if it's just some stretching and so forth. We can even put the kids in charge. You know, they decide what exercise. But last year in camp, I was under the impression a lot of kids were not getting out of bed till the very last minute. And especially in a place like Coventry, it's nice to get out early. Because once you're out, then your day starts. Yeah? So, we have to find a way to make that happen.
What time?
Before sunrise.
Early enough.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, early enough. I don't know. I think breakfast is at 7 or 7:30. It's also wet anyway, too early. Yeah. So just 20 minutes earlier, and it's also time we're all together, so we can just check in that everybody's there. No, it's always a good thing. Then at breakfast we have the kids meeting. We have a meeting with the kids every day, where we make sure that what the kids are doing for the day and what walks we do and so forth. Then the idea is to offer 2 or 3 walks. One, let's say, long walk, which might come back after lunch. One shorter walk, which would be just in the area for the smaller kids. And one walk, which would be more an observational walk. You know, we walk around and maybe stop and, I don't know, sketch some trees or a bit more. One that is, because when we walk, we actually walk. Some kids like to walk and stop and sit.
And
yeah, exactly. So to have everybody's needs covered. Then lunch, yeah, at lunchtime. And after lunch, to give the kids 2 hours or 3 hours free, and at 3 or 4 to start either with the kitchen activities or sports or crafts, and have these activities in the afternoon.
You sound like crafts.
I don't know. I think first we see what materials there are when we get there. There's something.
If we need to take up some materials, we should.
I think you should take scissors.
Scissors?
Because I know that Shankar took some scissors, but from the school he would bring them back. So they are very short of scissors. So if you want to make.
They always disappear. That's
yeah.
What
I mean, this is the thing.
And there's like color pencils?
There's some paint and things there.
But I don't think in your list you give that the kids should bring their color, pencil color.
Yeah, but they.
I don't think they are so much of this.
And also, I mean. I don't think that actually there is too much coloring going on. I think the crafts is like. Happened last time they were making boats out of natural materials that they found around.
Yeah.
Things like that.
I think there's a lot of beads. Beads is easier to make.
So we can tell them to bring their own beads.
Yeah, we can. If they want to do any of that, they can bring. Yeah. Then whoever's cooking will be kind of following with the kids. I want to give the kids a free choice of when they want to cook, and then whoever didn't sign up, we sign them up for the other hours. Then also there's the possibility of swimming when we're not walking, no? In the afternoon. So last year we built a small little like shade thing, and there has to be always one adult there. Because if the kids are swimming, there has to be somebody watching them, not that
somebody
who knows how to swim. Yeah, so that. Then there's dinner, and what I would like is that before dinner we all have a quick meeting, if it's half an hour, 45 minutes, us, just the adults, so that we see what happened in the day, what we plan tomorrow, who does what walks, who's doing what, whatever. If there's a problem that happened in the day, we can discuss it there, and so forth. And in the evening, I don't know it'd be nice if out of all the evenings we're there, if we can have at least 2 or 3 nights some activities, and the other ones more free, so that we try and do either some theater sports or some singing or something. And then on the last night we try and make a bash with everything. Let's see what happens.
The last night means not the day we are in the central arrive.
See, maybe that's even better. The night we'll. We'll discuss that before.
Bashing the third group? No.
Yeah, you guys are. No, but that can actually be even nicer. It's like something. We'll discuss that when we're up there. What exactly we want to do and involve the kids in that. Yeah, but last year the kids put up a few sketches and did some singing and created some songs and they sang some of Johnny's stuff. And it was really fun. Yeah? Then. And one thing when we get there, the camp buys 2 fields of carrots, so there's ample supply of carrots if we want. But the locals ask us, I don't know if we did this here. Normally we do, but the locals ask that the kids don't just randomly pick carrots, because the locals are actually very generous, and if you go, they'll give you 2 handfuls of carrots. But if you have 100 kids coming through there in one season, their whole supply can go. So we actually have to. Enforce that a little bit, especially when we arrive and we walk through the fields, to make it clear from the beginning, no picking of stuff. And same with the kids wanting to go out of camp. I think we can discuss it, but we discussed it with Raji before, and I think that they have to be given a certain freedom to be allowed to go out in smaller groups. So if they go up in a group of 3 or 4 and they stay near camp, you know, just in the pine forest and so forth, if they inform an adult, their adult that is responsible for them, that they're going out, and also inform them when they come back, and they come back by a certain time, they should be permitted to go out on their own in the afternoon. So then, otherwise you just get them sneaking out on their own without informing you, and then you have to look for them, and it's more of a headache. Good. I think that's roughly it, as far as I know. Anybody has any questions, concerns, or things they want to clarify?
We could actually go in round and ask each one what is it they would like to actually offer. I have some ideas, but then I think everybody will have some ideas they would like to share. So that we all hear what are the solutions and things that we want to do, and then we try to put it together.
I just want to add one thing. Jana, you're responsible for medicine, apparently. Is that something you've been made aware of? Or
Yesterday evening I was made aware of that.
Okay, do you have a problem with that? Are you okay with
that? I have no problem with that. Is there a supply up there then?
Yeah, there is.
It has the
homeopathy and things like that. Yeah. And if there's something's missing, we can always order them from Cody once we arrive. I mean, I think everybody can take care of the small things, but if there's something...
Yeah.
Well, I've said this craft and all. It would be like nice that you have a basic thing like saw, something and all, so that we can use the kits like to decorate and put stones on stone. Something basic. So that they used to be, you know.
So we might have the
decorating things like that.
Yeah, improving the camp.
You know how to swim?
Of course.
Just checking. Is there anybody who doesn't know how to swim?
We look careful.
You can learn to swim, and then at the end of the camp you can...
But the best way, the very nice way to learn.
To drown.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I was going to say, where is this series swimming? Because I was there just after the rain and there wasn't water enough to swim at all.
There is water. It's not about serious swimming. It's about being responsible. No? We have kids who are, some of them, 10 years old. If they're left near water without an adult,
they're really swimming.
It's just not...
We should make sure the kids are swimming.
Okay. You know, like last time they were jumping off this rock.
Yeah.
You jump there, you hit your head.
That's true. And
somebody has to be there.
Yeah, it did come to that here on the adult.
Yeah, I was places you couldn't stand. Yeah.
Do all the kids know how to swim?
I don't know. I don't think so. No. Okay.
Well, I was planning on doing some rock climbing, like if it's possible. I don't know what's available there. But I can bring some equipment. I was planning on bringing some. So Jean told me there is a rope up there already.
No.
Yeah, there is one.
No, there's this yellow rope. It's this, it's this like a nylon rope.
It's a nylon rope. Okay, good. So I'll take a real climbing rope, and we can use that as an anchor or something like that. Okay. And I'll bring a couple of belts for the kids, like maybe two belts. You know, you don't have 10 kids climbing at the same time anyway.
There is two of Vladimir made two belts out of a kind of a material.
And they're there? Or we have them in the camp.
Yeah, but they're not real belts.
Okay, I'll take at least one real kid belt and one real adult belt, you know, so that's something you can have.
I can take my belt also.
Okay. Well, it's okay. I mean, I'll take a child belt and my own belt and that's done. That's okay.
Okay.
And maybe a pulley also, something like that, you know, so I have a pulley that you can go over a rope and maybe go over a river, that kind of stuff. I'll take a bag of climbing stuff anyway.
Carabiners. We have a lot of carabiners.
Yeah?
You have up there?
But the ones from Pondi, the local ones.
Okay. Anyway, I'll take... like a bag of minimum equipment, and we'll use whatever is there to complete.
There's no rock near the thing to climb. We did last year river crossing, which was great fun.
Yeah.
But there is on the back side a beautiful place to climb.
Okay.
Up a waterfall.
Uh huh.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Yeah, great. I'll take it for a while.
I permanently concentrated 43 years of Oregon, and no one book about nature. That absolutely has a nature in camp. And that's interesting for me. But I think that interesting maybe and for adults and for children. If I alone something speak about nature, nothing, that blah, blah, blah. But I think that it needs together think about nature in Oroville and camp and compare and about this. That's my meaning, very deep for many years.
But you can actually speak a little bit to kids, and then we can turn it with Jana into a theater. and then it will be fun, no?
We'll work together.
Yeah.
I think we could even do just one afternoon after lunch or something, just a discussion with everybody about the nature here and the different, but yeah. Why we, you know, the nature that is there, the value of it. Leila?
Story read. Oh, sorry. Story reading is that is something I could be. Yes.
Well, game sounds good. I mean, like to start it up to be there and get them motivated. Mm. But also, like crafts I could do. Maybe I'll bring some macrame thread and make that for some girls who are interested.
You have macrame thread?
But I'll buy some
also. If you buy some, you get the bill to be in the Orville Nature Camp.
Something like that. The crafts. Very good.
Yeah, there's not many books. There's a few books there. I printed two maps so that there will be two copies of the map of the area. And.
Are they in that age, like story reading age? A bit older.
What's the age of the old group? What's the youngest? I mean, it's what?
I don't know.
12? 10?
All of them around 10?
We actually have the bigger kids. They're, 12 years old and let's say... Yeah,
10
that's
to
it.
14.
Ghost 12 stories. Is the youngest. No, right, we don't have any 10. Who's 10?
Nabani?
Nabani
is
10,
11.
Nabani is 10.
Yeah, she's the only one that's blind. But yeah, like they're all around 12, our group. And
previously, if rainy time, children play cards.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But,
that's important.
Some children
cards,
books, and read the rainy time.
Miracle things in
the forest.
That's right.
But no library in camp.
Oh, it would be great if over time we could build up a library there. But I think for this year, it's a good idea for next year to before start an appeal for books related to the nature and the hills and so forth. Because there's a lot of people who might have books lying around.
And also they can have their own books,
Okay, so I guess it's 10 to 3. The kids are coming normally in 10 minutes. We'll take a little break. Yeah? Anything else?
There is this that we give to the children. What they should bring and not bring. So cell phones, be asking the children not to bring cell phones.
No, 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 sir. You want to go through the materials? I was going to do it with the kids, but we can do it also on our own. Trekking shoes, chappos, four pair of socks, one light sweater, one warm sweater, two pair of shorts, two t-shirts. If you want, you can bring three t-shirts. Some parents have stopped me and said, how can my kid be clean with only two t-shirts?
They wear the same thing.
Anyway, we'll go through the material when the kids are here. But you see, I mean, I'll make it again clear when the kids are here, but everything has to be carried through the thing. And okay, so even the kids who are 11 years old, some of them, they come last year at least, they came with two bags, and then they expected somebody to carry their bag to camp, and which is one thing, but then when you find out that their bag contains Maggi noodle soups and Coca-Cola bottle and chips, and then you're like, why should I carry that junk food? And then they eat that in the corners and nobody sees. And then they come out and they say, why you made such bad food? Because they're not hungry. They just had late chips, you know.
So do we check if they bought something?
No. Also money. Yeah. On the beginning when we arrive in camp, we'll ask all the kids to give the money to the respective adults. And the respective adult will give it all to me. And I will put it in, there's a box there with a lock. I hope it's still there. So that there's no money disappearing. And if they have money in their bag and it's lost, then they stole it from themselves. Otherwise, last year this happened, you know, and it brings such a bad energy into the camp. Even, it was only 30 rupees, yeah? Aaron said, my 30 rupees disappeared. And then he found it, like, the next day. But that whole day, everybody was accusing under, you know, everybody else. So We don't want that. So same with cell phones and MP3 players. We don't want kids in the tent lying down listening to their music.
Yeah, but what do we do if we find
We confiscate it. We confiscate it, we put it in the box, they'll get it back.
And do they have to bring washing soap? Because it's different than soap for clothes.
We're not providing any of those things.
So they should also bring washing soap.
I hadn't even put soap on the list, but it's been added. Because, no, it's true, this is the river. Most kids will only wash in the river. And you're quite clean if you go every day 2 times and play an hour in the river. You get quite clean. Also, but we'll explain that also at camp. There's 2 parts of the river. There's the upper part, and then there's a bit of a fall and lower part. The upper part is where we get our drinking water from. So no soap, no anything in there. And down you can do laundry and things like that.
No, soap is necessary. I mean, after toilets, then you wash.
No, for sure there is soap. Yeah. But,
no, so it's good
but we have, no, no. We have soap from campsite at the sinks to wash the hands and at the toilets to wash. That we will. You don't need to bring your own soap to wash your hand after the bathroom.
It's also, I think, a challenge for the children not to shampoo their hair in the river and, you know, those kind of things they could really try to avoid. I know, like, you know, they love to put full soap over their body and then go in the river and the full river gets all that soapiness.
But, you know, last year there was a small group of girls from IKM school. They would come and they'd sit down every afternoon by the river on the downside and wash their clothes with soap and everything. And they really enjoyed it, and for them, I think it was part of the experience of going to camp to sit there by a river and wash their clothes. So we left it. Anyway, just down the river, the village, they also do the same.
Yeah, the local people come and wash their clothes at that bottom area. So, and it's actually a nice time because then the kids end up mixing and they all play together.
Did your mom manage to put these clothes in among them?
I have enough clothes. I think one pair of shorts, one t-shirt, that's enough for the whole camp.
Yeah, that's pretty
much. The thing I'm really adamant about, if I catch kids with snacks, I'm much
eat
more...
It. Huh? I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because
in front of them.
It'll help you.
I don't want any kids bringing snacks. Yeah. Lays, bubble gum, all that stuff. I don't find it acceptable, and I think that if it's caught, we should have the kids decide among themselves a punishment. Because last year we did the same with not washing plates. The kids came up with very inventive
punishment.
Yeah. Whoever was caught not washing his plate, he had to wash all the remaining plates the next morning. And they thought of it, so you know, when it's themselves, it's safer.
Oh wait, so all the plates and everything are already there.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's no need to bring plates, cups, anything.
I mean, I see that.
But they still have to wash them.
Well, last year we
maybe
had
next year there would be a dishwashing machine.
Oh, yeah. We'll
because Julian is going to create one with alternative energy.
Right, no problem. It's kids. You take a big box and put a bunch of kids in there, all the plates.
Just like a big wheel and like a squirrel.
Yeah, like
a squirrel wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
Just one thing. All of you who have responsibilities, you all have my cell phone number? Yeah, I'll give it to you. I would really appreciate being called once you finished whatever it is you have to do, because then it'll go peace.
Okay. So yeah. We're allowed to have cell phones.
Before tents,
right?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, here in Oroville, the things are.
No, I'm in there.
Yeah.
We can take it.
So, teachers or adults, they carry their cell phones?
You can take your cell phone.
It's important in a way because
the parents,
but you cannot take your MP3 player and your Walkman and your.
You don't have one.
I think the parents should be informed that at a certain time of the day, then they can contact some people in the camp will be at the reception.
Yes.
Those of you who want to bring your cell phone, make sure you have a BSNL number because it's the only number that works.
No, it's
where at the camp? Where today? You went just now?
Setup. No, he just went for setup.
Yeah, and Vodafone works now? Last year it didn't work.
But charging the phone?
Yeah.
This is a generator.